Eddie Chavez. Ruben Nava. And Jesse Romero. Jesus 911.
Soul Patrol, Jesus 911, two-man car, Jess Romero and Kyle Clement. We're here to give you some Catholic briefing, some Catholic intel. And more than anything, as we talk about some of these issues of the day concerning spiritual warfare, I always bring Kyle and Dan in because these guys are like drill instructors. Okay, you know what I'm talking about? You guys that have been in the service, paramilitary, law enforcement, fire departments, TAC officers. These guys are the drill instructors. And so we need to pick their brains so we can get the proper Catholic response to all these things that are happening around us, because we know that spiritual warfare is all around us. From the moment that you were born and baptized on planet Earth, you're in the war. You were basically inducted into the army of God. So good morning, Kyle. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about this morning. I want to pick your brain about.
Hey, good morning, Jess. I'm glad to be with you.
Kyle, there's a few things I want to broach with you. A couple of articles that I've been looking at. One of them, it says, mugged by reality, invoking Satan on the steps of Washington State Capitol. There's another one we'll look at. Cardinal Burke, diabolical forces enter St. Peter's Basilica through Pachamama idolatry. There's another one I want to talk to you about. Pachamama invocation at Vatican Christmas concert. And a fourth one, Italian Bishop's Mission. Mission.org publishes Prayer to Pachamama in official booklet. Now, we know that sin has consequences. That's salvation history. And in light of the articles that I want to broach with you, our church leaders, starting with the Holy Father, the bishops, the cardinals, they're the spiritual fathers of God's house. So grace flows from God the Father through them to us. But also by the same token, we can be retaliated by the diabolical if our spiritual fathers are not guarding God's house. And so I want to ask you, is it possible that the diabolical can be invited into the church, retaliating lay people, families, parishes at large by acts of idolatry? And also idolatry bring about pestilence and plagues? That's the first thing I want to ask you.
Well, Jesse, that's a multi-headed hydra question. It's got multiple heads and multiple facets. And so it's a very involved question, but I think that simply the asking of the question is a commentary itself. You've succinctly gone to three distinct areas that bear not only discussion, but serious consideration by Joe Catholic. And I think that the first one that we should consider is it possible that there is, for lack of a better term, capitulation or cooperation with the enemy, aiding and abetting the enemy on the part of churchmen? And I think the short answer to that is, and I really, really want to draw us back to this, if this show and what I'm understanding your audience is, we're blue-collar Catholics. We're the Catholics in the ditch. We're the Catholics on the front line. We're Joe Catholic. And so, first of all, churchmen, understand something. You've been warmed by wood we cut. You've been clothed by fiber we raised. You've been fed by food we grew. You have had our sons as priests, and as we've entrusted them to you to form. And you've lost our trust, so no more. And so you've got to really understand when a layman says to you, no more. You've lost our trust. We can no longer interpret the actions and words of churchmen in the best possible light. We've done this to our peril. In other words, well, perhaps you just don't understand what the Holy Father's trying to say. Yeah, I do. And you do. And Joe Catholic does. And we have a BS meter, and it is pegged, and it has been pegged, and we're done. We're done. no more will we listen to your Jesuitical statements, which try to go through gymnastics to explain why bishops cross their hands over their chest in commemoration of an idol. You can't explain that to me. You're not going to. There's an old situation where a guy's caught cheating on his wife. He's caught in the act, and he turns to his wife and he says, "Are you going to believe me or your lying eyes?" I see what I see. I hear what I hear. And the BS meter's pegged, guys. You've lost us. And so we're going to preserve the faith. I like to quote, "I'm going to remain Catholic. I don't care what the Vatican does. I'm going to remain Catholic." So, Joe Catholic, you're responsible for souls. At particular judgment, you will stand in front of our Lord and you will look into those eyes, those sacred heart eyes, and you will defend your actions. And you don't have the power of subpoena. You don't have the power to call witnesses. You don't have the power to say, "Yeah, but the Pope said." You've got an internal BS meter. It's called the natural law. You know what's right. What we're looking at is wholesale selling out and a wholesale breaking of the first commandment. God is very, very clear here. "For I am a jealous God," he says. So chastisement absolutely is a gift. We've got a division in the church now where we will see righteous churchmen, rightly formed Orthodox churchmen will tell you, "Yes, this is a chastisement. Be thankful, embrace it, return to God." Modernist and relativist will tell you, God doesn't chastise. God's a loving God. He would never chastise. The scripture is full of it. The scripture is rife with it. This is how God corrects his people. Understand that this is all a referendum on the first commandment. First commandment, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." The largest religion in America is silent today, and that's sports. If you look at participants, that is the largest religion. And it just all the majority of the sports events happen to happen on a Sunday. Well, guess what? God's given you the Sunday back. He's taken the Sunday back. What will you do with it? The church is the mystical body of Christ. He's telling us clearly, work on your domestic church, remodel, rebuild my church, your domestic church. That's what he's given you the opportunity to do. LiberCristo.org, www.LiberCristo.org has got some prayer disciplines and some things you can do during this time. So that addresses the first thing, Jesse, is, yeah, you're seeing what you're seeing. You're absolutely seeing what you're seeing. Now let's look at the second level, which is open Satanism.
Yeah, that's what I want to broach with you is talk about, I mean, the Satanists are becoming more bold, Kyle. You know, and by the way, I did something interesting a while back ago. I went to the Church of Satan's website in Detroit, Michigan. They're very active politically. And so they take political positions. And I noticed, I did a side-by-side comparison with all the Republicans, Democrats, and the Satanists. Guess what I found? The Democrat Party platform and the Church of Satan Detroit, Michigan platform are identical. Identical. And so I'm just saying, the Satanists that went to the steps of Washington to invoke Satan on the state's capital in Olympia, I'm sure many liberal politicians probably didn't have a problem with the consecration, because I'm telling you, the Democrat Party platform and the Church of Satan's platform is identical. But my question to you is, how dangerous is this that a political party's been compromised to the point where their platform emulates the Church of Satan? And secondly, can a party be influenced and used by the devil?
First, the first question, let me address that in a deeper context, because again, Jesse's got the talent of kicking what looks like a little rock laying on the ground. And Jesse rears back and he kicks it. But what happens is he has the ability to pick these little rocks, which are actually the tail of a sleeping dragon hidden under the earth. And so when he kicks it, now suddenly you got to deal with this thing that comes up out of the ground. And so what we're looking at is, number one, is the observation that the difference between an angelic paradigm and a diabolical or demonic paradigm is the following, very simply. The angelic paradigm will only go where it's invited. The diabolical paradigm will persist until it is resisted. And so when we said things like, I don't care about homosexuality as long as they keep to themselves, then you are participating. When we watch sitcoms that are built around the lampooning of the of fatherhood, and the elevation of single family homes, then you're contributing to the spirit of divorce. You're contributing to the spirits of homosexuality and that which militates against right order. And so all of us, there is not a one of us who can't say mea culpa. There's not a one of us. So it starts there. Now, to understand that, several years ago, I went for about 7 years in a row into the prisons and some of the roughest prisons in California, working with an exorcist. And when I first started going into those prisons, you go into a common worship area, which is a 40 by 40 concrete room, no windows, one door in, one door out. And it, I found out very quickly, it was so they could lock you in there. If there's a riot, if there's a problem, it's so they can lock you in there until it all gets quiet, and then they sort them out. And so we were going in there, and they were locking us in.
Kyle, I hear the music. Hold the thought. Stick around. Don't turn that dial. I got Kyle Clement, our drill instructor, Liber Christ, who's talking about spiritual warfare as it relates to politics and the church. You don't want to miss what's up.
Jesus said, Jesus said in Matthew 26, "Stay awake and pray that you may not enter into temptation." According to St. Ephrem, Jesus, who feared nothing, experienced fear and asked to be freed from death, although he knew it was impossible. How much more must we persevere in prayer before temptation assails us, so that we may be freed when the test has come? May God grant that we may withstand temptation and carry out His will in all things.
Baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception. Pro-Life Across America,
the billboard people. Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Romero Soul Patrol. This is Catholic Radio for the Blue Collar Man. We're talking about spiritual warfare, whether you like it or not, believe it or not. You've been thrusted into the church militant the moment that you were baptized. and when you were confirmed, you were made a soldier of Christ. Either you're using your weapons offensively and defensively, or you're sitting on the sidelines and you're lukewarm and you're jumping over the trap door of hell. I'm asking Kyle to give us his thoughts on what happened in Washington, D.C., the invocation of Satan, how this affects the country at large, politics at large. Then I want to move into, I want Kyle to examine Cardinal Burke's statement. A while back ago, a few months ago, Cardinal Raymond Burke, who's the chief canon lawyer of the world, one of the great theologians of our time, he said that diabolical forces enter St. Peter's Basilica through the Pachamama idolatry. I mean, we're talking about a prince of the church. This is not some lightweight speaking here. And he stated that the diabolical has entered the headquarters. Get this. The headquarters of the Catholic Church. Now, my question to Kyle, is this some exaggerated statement or is this a metaphysical reality, what Cardinal Burke said? And are we seeing it played out right now?
Well, it's a metaphysical reality. You're seeing it played out. Several years ago when I was going into the prisons with the exorcist and we went into the common worship space, you went down a long hall. And what happens is that space is sterile. There's nothing on the walls. There's nothing. And then the inmates set it up for their particular type of worship. When I first started going there in about 2010 or 11, there were only two lockers on your way down that hall. There was Catholic and Protestant. That was it. And so that was the only two lockers. The last time I was there, the wall was lined with lockers. And the progression, every year I'd go, there'd be another locker. And so there was Catholic, there was Protestant, then there was Muslim, then there was Native American, then there was Wicca, then there was Druid, and then the last time I was there was Church of Satan. So look at the progression. Please see the progression. Protestantism to Satanism. See it. It's all a deviation from Catholicism to varying degrees. If you don't see it that way, you're blind. Because once you depart Catholicism, then it's a matter of degrees. What's going to restrain you from going all the way to Satanism is a prick of conscience. And if you have no conscience, then there's no limiter. And the biggest reason why people go to Satanism is precisely because it's grounded in the lower faculties. It's grounded in carnal pleasure. It's grounded in things that are against the natural law. And I'll draw you another line for this progression. Several years ago, there was a big debate in the Catholic Church about voting. Who should we vote for? All of these things. The Catholic Church missed the opportunity to say, if you voted for the party of abortion, you must do public reparation. Instead, they promoted it. And so when you don't resist the devil, he will come further and further in. He will, and then once he's in, he's going to get all of his buddies in. And that's exactly what's happened. There's a good argument to say that the church is in a fight right now. It's attempting to be possessed by the diabolical. The diabolical does possess institutions, and it's coming at the Catholic Church in the same way that it comes at an individual, a marriage, a parish. It's coming exactly the same way because it's a tried and true methodology. Jesse's got a new show with Liber Cristo called Liber Cristo War College, and we're going to go deep into the statistics and the tactics that the demon uses. But let's use this opportunity to leapfrog that discussion, which we'll have at another time, on that Liber Cristo War College and answer Jesse's question. Cardinal Burke, Cardinal Raymond Leo Burke, made the assertion that the demon is among us and it is here, essentially. I'm getting to the article. And so he says, diabolical forces entered St. Peter's Basilica through the Pachamama idolatry. The demon always sends a scout. He always sends that little preparatory thing. Have you ever had a discussion with a person and they're kind of feeling you out? And so they give you this little remark. What do you feel? What do you think about so-and-so? Based upon your reaction to that remark, they're either going to continue the conversation or they're going to change their tact. The forewarning that we had, and nobody paid attention, several of us sounded the warning. The forewarning that we had was 2 years ago, a statue of Martin Luther showed up inside the Vatican. That was the preemptory. That was the how will they react to this? You got to understand the demon always does this. He sends the right on the edge, see what their reaction is. We did not demand that it be removed. And so it started to work its way into pictures in the background, even the Holy Father meeting some dignitaries with that statue in the background. No response from the laity. We're quiet. We're crickets. We're trying to interpret this guy's actions and words in the best possible light. And we do this to our detriment. So we didn't respond. Then pretty soon he's got representatives of apostate cults in the Vatican taking pictures. And then the rhetoric increases on one world response to climate. He starts to speak more and more like a socialist. If you had said 20 years ago, if you'd said a leading candidate for president in the year 2020 will be a socialist, no one would have believed you. But that's what we're looking at. The party of abortion, the party of the socialists, the party of Satan is promoting an individual who's telling you, you better not be Christian. I will have no Christians in my administration. Listen to the language. This is the fight between the children of light and dark. This is it right here. So which side are you on? The middle ground's going to disappear.
Kyle, let me jump in and ask just that train of thought that you're talking about where there's not any pushback by the laity. I'm also reminded of Archbishop Paglia, who's the new head of the Pontifical Academy for Life. Get that. He had a homosexual artist paint a homoerotic mural in his cathedral church. Again, no pushback. Again, the diabolical penetrating just little by little, just like you're talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah, you just watch what happens. And consistently what we're seeing is when a churchman makes a heroic statement, he's ostracized. When he makes a homosexual statement, then he's aggrandized. Classic example, you've got the deviant Jesuit priest Father Martin out there gallivanting in a flamboyant way around the world, saying things out of a mouth that's situated above a Roman collar, which are absolutely blasphemous.
It's heresy. Heresy.
Does he get correction? No, he gets no correction. Then you have a heroic bishop like Bishop Elegante in Zurich, Switzerland, who is talking about the integrity of the Eucharist, the healing power of the Eucharist, and immediately his brother bishops jump all over him and say, you can't say these things. Pay attention, guys. You're seeing what you're seeing. If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck. That's the bottom line is your churchmen are no longer acting as churchmen. They're acting as politicians. And so in this case, you've got no functional leadership. We're in a time where we've got to preserve our faith.
Kyle, let me also let the audience just know that I know they love this type of intel. We're starting a new show here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio, or we're carrying a new show. It's going to be produced by Liber Christu, and it's going to be once a week. It's going to be called Liber Christu Situation Room War College. It's going to be myself, Dan Schneider, Kyle Clement. We're going to be talking about these issues deep, just like we're doing right now. We're going to be going deep into the philosophy, theology, history, scripture of the diabolical insofar as it impacts the world, it impacts our country, it impacts our church, our parishes, our family life. So if you like Wednesday's deep spiritual warfare discussions, you're going to like the new show that we're going to start carrying on Virgin Most Powerful. It's going to be called Liber Christu War College. It's going to be myself, Dan Schneider, Kyle Clement, and get this. We're going to have as a monthly guest, please God, we're going to have Father Chad Ripperger coming on once a month, okay? And I'll tell you, and for those of you that don't know that, probably the person, because I know there's a big following of Father Ripperger around the country. I know that because I travel around the country to different parishes. I'm always asked about him. Well, I can tell you this. There's somebody that's on this program that knows Father Ripperger like a brother, and that's Kyle Clement. So thanks be to God. As a result of Kyle being part of this this radio program, he's going to facilitate that. I can't wait for that, Kyle. It's going to be a big boon for a lot of people, because I'm telling you, a lot of lay Catholics are looking to priests with Roman collars. They're looking for their leadership. And thanks be to God that we have, you know, social media. We've got the internet where we can bypass the establishment, because, you know, sometimes if you don't walk lock, stock, and barrel with Father James Martin, another modernist, you're not allowed in establishment radio. You're not allowed in establishment media. And so I thank the Lord that he's given us the internet, because we can bypass that and speak the truth in charity. What say you?
I think you're exactly right, Jesse. I think it's time that we seriously question our leadership, especially those that have ties to known evil doers. And let me talk about this for just a minute, because there are those within the hierarchy which promulgate evil. It's coming out, and it's going to be known. Not only our politicians, but many of our churchmen have been involved in satanic rite, ritual, malefices. A lot of the pedophilia, a lot of the abuse was actually satanic in nature. And if you're looking at anybody who has a tie to McCarrick, to Bernadine, you got to name these names. You've got to say, look, if you've got a tie to these, then immediately, we're going to want to know, what say you? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? And if your answer doesn't involve the invocation of the holy name of Jesus Christ and his blessed mother, then we're going to have to seriously talk about what to do with you. Perhaps spend the rest of your life in a monastery. No speaking tours, no plane fares, no working for the office for the USCCB, a rogue organization of bishops who cover for each other. I think there's got to be a significant shift by the laity that says, when you act this way, you're no longer churchmen. Right now, we find ourselves being relegated, mass shut down, largely because third-party insurers are talking about the straw man of liability. Where was this discussion when you were hiding and shuffling priests? Where was this discussion when you were involved in misuse of funds? We've got a serious monster on our hands, which is the USCCB, that's receiving $300 million a year from the federal government. Guys, we got to call a spade and go to the bottom on this. This is a Maccabean moment. We're going to talk about this. It's going to continue to come up. This is a Maccabean moment. Am I saying that we need to be rebellious? Absolutely not. We need to be righteous. And in the same way that Judas Maccabeus and the Maccabees were righteous to deal with the abomination that was in the temple, the abomination of desolation, we're right there. It's because of the silence and the lack of action on the part of the clergy that evil promulgates, evil grows. We're not getting leadership, we're not getting response, because quite frankly, I don't think they're capable of giving us what they don't have.
You're listening to Jesus 911. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back. Don't change that dial.
On our youth through popular culture media, but what if I told you there was someone trying to make a difference? The newest novel, Britfield and the Lost Crown, by C.R. Stewart, is reaching schools across America and sharing Christian morals alongside great storytelling. What if I told you that this mission needs your help? To reach more children, Britfield and the Lost Crown need funding for their ongoing book tour. If you're interested in making a difference, if you're interested in buying the book, or are curious and want more information, go to BritfieldInstitute.org. That's BritfieldInstitute Institute.org. Or email media@Britfield.com. Help open up the world of Britfield and the Lost Crown to people everywhere.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time because that supports us year-round. May God bless you and your family.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Blue Collar Catholic Radio, Jesus 911. This is just for the man on the street. This is for the forgotten man. Kyle Clement, Jesse Romero, two-man car. We're giving you some Catholic briefings, some Catholic intel. Basically, so you can survive in this culture of death that we find ourselves in. And not only a culture of death, it's also right now a culture of confusion. It reminds me of the words of Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. He said this back in the 1970s. He says, who's going to save the church? Not the bishops, not the priests, not the religious. It's you, laity. You're going to save the church. He said, teach your priests how to be priests. Teach your bishops how to be bishops. Those are prophetic statements, and they're falling on our feet right now. This is the moment right now. This is the Queen Esther moment. We were born for such a time as this. I got Kyle Clement on. We're talking about all things spiritual warfare as it relates to our country, the church, our leadership. Just want to mention real quick, my new book came out 2 weeks ago on Amazon. It's called A Catholic Vote for Trump. It's a book that I document. I go through President Trump's speeches, and I demonstrate in this new book of mine. You can pick it up from tanbooks.com or amazon.com. Tanbooks.com or amazon.com. You can get the hard copy at Tan. You can get the Kindle at Amazon. What I did is I documented, based on President Trump's speech and actions, that he's the most pro-life, most Catholic-friendly president in my lifetime. And so basically, I argue that there's no choice for Catholics in 2020. There's no other clear choice. Republican, Democrat, Independent, the only clear choice should be Donald Trump for 2020. That's the thesis of my book. You can pick it up on Amazon or tanbooks.com. Also, we're starting a new program here at vmpr.org. We're going to carry a new program, should I say. It's a program we're going to be doing through Liber Christo. I'm involved with them. I was asked to be part of the lay council there, and I'm honored to be part of it because I'm a nobody. I tell people I'm a nobody that wants to tell somebody that there's that wants to tell everybody that there's somebody named Jesus who can save everybody. Liber Christo War College, we're going to be putting out a show on Sunday nights. It's going to be an intelligent discussion by three men that love the Lord, love Our Lady, faithful to the church, and are also involved in spiritual warfare, are adept in spiritual warfare. Myself, Dan Schneider, Kyle Clement, you guys hear them every Wednesday. You guys know these guys are the SWAT guys that I bring in. And once a month, we're going to bring in, I mean, the heavy artillery, the heaviest artillery, as a result of Kyle's friendship with Father Ripperger. He's going to try to bring him in once a month on the Liber Christo War College. And we'll be playing this. We'll be carrying this as an additional show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio and promoting it through social media. Again, if you like Wednesday's shows, you're going to love this new show called Liber Christo War College. Kyle, let's go back and let's talk about some of the things that impact us. There was an invocation of Pachamama at a Vatican Christmas concert. And as I watched it on YouTube, it broke my heart. I'm watching the princes of the church, cardinals, bishops, okay? I'm watching them praying to this Mother Earth goddess, and you have this indigenous woman from the Amazon who's leading our bishops and cardinals in a Vatican Christmas concert This is on live television. It's being watched around the world. And this indigenous woman dressed in native garb, she's asking the audience, and all the bishops and cardinals are following along as they're praying to Mother Earth. I almost fell off my chair. All I could say is memo to all of us as Catholics, blue collar Catholics. There is no basis in sacred scripture or sacred tradition. This is pure backwards paganism, which is none other than the worship of demons. Kyle, what say you about the princes of the church being led in prayer by an indigenous Indian woman to Mother Earth Goddess? Is this just, they just had a bad hair day, or is this plain evil?
Well, now, Jesse, are you going to believe me or your lying eyes? And so let me take a minute to explain to you, Jesuitically, the ecumenical impact of their magnanimous gestures. Or do you want me to simply say, yeah, what you saw is what you saw. These guys are in it neck deep, and we need to take the picture, show it to them, and say, do you reject, renounce, and rebuke this behavior? Do you repent? Where is your sackcloth? Where is your ashes? First of all, where's your flock? You're here and doing this thing in Babylon. What's happening to your flock at home? Nobody's a shepherd. Everybody's a globetrotter. Everybody's a politician. Nobody smells like their sheep. For all the talk about smelling like the sheep, that's the last thing these guys want to smell like, because just watch their actions. They're globetrotters. They're constantly flying back and forth to Rome with some kind of cabal, some kind of conference. Look, guys, go home and tend to your sheep. Get home, get out of the USCCB, get away from these rogue organizations, and do what you're called to do. Be an apostle. The idea that we've got bishops who are head of this immigration committee or this head of this thing or this political outreach, this is outrageous, absolutely outrageous. And so we have to call it as such, because until you object, and until you object with your pocketbook, this is going to continue.
Kyle, isn't in the world of the occult, I don't know what occultic group calls Mother Earth Goddess. They call it Gaia. Gaia, isn't that some type of a demon for Mother Earth Goddess?
It is. There's several different names and several different disciplines, but essentially any form of elemental witchcraft, any form of root magic, any of this goes back to this worship of the earth. And essentially what it amounts to is earth is creature. Earth is not creator. And so the creator is God Almighty. Earth is a creature and a repository of creatures. And so it's an elevation of creature over creator. And at the heart of it, that is Satanism. Let's look at how our Lord used the term, because Satanism is among us. It's not just these guys on the Capitol in Washington. Satanism is among us. And I'll draw your attention to the two places where our Lord uses the word. If you want the definition of a word, then let's look at how our Lord uses that word when he was here and when he walked the earth. And he uses the word Satan twice. And so we can get a working definition of Satan and satanic out of our Lord's use. And so the first time he uses the word is when he says, I saw Satan fall from the sky like lightning. And so in that moment, there is a presence that is cast from the presence of God. And he sees it in a very rapid descent. The next time he uses the word gives us more and a deeper understanding. The scene is Caesarea Philippi. He's with the apostles, and he poses the question, who do you say that I am? St. Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Our Lord says, you are right, but this comes to you from above, meaning this is an inspired answer. Very next statement. So Peter has identified the Christ as the Son of the living God, as God. And then Jesus' very next statement says, and I must go and die. So this is God stating his own will. And Peter says, oh, no, not you, Lord, not that you should die. Very next statement, Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. You can take these two statements from our Lord and clearly understand that the definition of satanic is that which is against the holy will of God. The first time he opposes the incarnation, the second time he opposes the passion. Both times Jesus cast him from his presence. So very, very important is this to understand. The first time is the incarnation. Incidentally, today is the commemoration of that event, the Annunciation of our Lord. And that is the definitive moment in all of cosmic history. But when Peter says, "Oh, no, not you, Lord," it's avoidance of the cross that opens the door to Satanism. What is avoidance of the cross? Anytime we avoid suffering, anytime we avoid God's providential will, anytime we avoid conforming our will to his holy will, which is always and everywhere, salvation. So that's the short on satanic. Do you have satanic thoughts? Yes. Do I have satanic thoughts? Yes, because they're inconsistent with God's holy will. When those thoughts become words and deeds, now you got danger. Now you're really in a state where you're closing yourself off from grace. The Liber Christo materials are very, very clear in this method, this progression, this pathology of how following Satanism raises an impediment to grace and distances us from God.
Got it. Carl, as I'm looking at this article about Pachamama invocation at Vatican Christmas, it pains me. There's a young Catholic priest who was emceeing the whole thing, and he's the one that, I asked myself, man, what Catholic seminary did he go to? The Catholic priest who was emceeing this event is comparing Almighty God with a female demon called Gaia. In my take, I mean, this is an example of the well-documented communist infiltration and Masonic infiltration of the church, written by my friend Taylor Marshall. It seems to me that this priest doesn't even have a clear understanding of who God is, as noted by, you know, making foolish comparisons between Almighty God and Gaia. But this act of homage before the Pachamama idol, again, sin has consequences. And the Holy Father, the bishops, the cardinals, they're the spiritual fathers of the house. Grace enters into the house through our spiritual fathers, but also, I dare say, the diabolical can also enter into the mystical body of Christ through the spiritual fathers if they're not protecting us. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're exactly right. You're exactly right, Jesse.
Okay, I hear the music. Jesus 911, Kyle Clement, Jess Romero, Two Man Car, Blue Collar Catholic Radio. This program is rated PG. Praise God. We'll be right back. Continue talking about spiritual warfare Catholic style.
Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you.
Jesus said in Luke 17, "When you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have only done our duty.'" According to St. John of the Cross, God is pleased with the little deeds we do in secret. He takes more pleasure in these than in a multitude of grand works that we may do out of the desire to be seen by others. May God help us to do the things that please Him, and not just to appear great in the eyes of others.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, this program is called Jesus 911 for two reasons. Number one, three retired LA cops do this show, myself, Ruben, and Eddie. And not only that, more importantly than that, is 911 is a call for help. Guess what? Guess who we turn to for help ultimately? His name is the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And let's not forget that Jesus Christ is not a president or a prime minister or a governor or a senator or a mayor or chief of police. He can't get impeached. He will not resign. He cannot get recalled. He doesn't terminate office after 4 or 6 years. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Bible calls him in Revelation chapter 15, verse 3, the King of the Ages. So you can rest assured, no matter what happens today or tomorrow, Jesus Christ will still be on the throne. Got Kyle Clement here. Kyle, I want to talk, just move on over to something that just, another, something that shocked me. I guess I shouldn't be shocked any longer and stuff. Shock therapy's over, I guess, as a result of modernism in the Catholic Church and the culture of death in our country. But the Italian bishops, you would have thought that they would have said, you know, we got to back off on this whole Mother Earth stuff, this whole Pachamama stuff. No, instead, they doubled down and they actually published a prayer to Pachamama in an official booklet and they put it on their website. I don't even want to say the prayer. I'm looking at it right here. It's because this is blasphemy. But once again, these are the successors of the apostles. And I'm a sinner. I wrestle with concupiscence. And I try to see the best in people. But when I see some stuff like this, the common sense cop comes out in me. And I'm saying, boy, oh boy, we got some evil men. And it reminds me of what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. He says, beware of false prophets. Beware of false teachers. And I say that when I see bishops, an organization of Italian bishops, publishing a prayer to a demon god, I have to say, Lord Jesus, 911, help us. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us. What say you?
Well, again, the observation is spot on. It's becoming easier and easier to tell the difference. The gray is dissolving. It's either black or white, and thanks be to God. And so, again, properly formed Catholic conscience, it doesn't take a lot of discernment. It doesn't take a lot of thinking. You know, this is like when you pull something out of the refrigerator and it's got the blue fuzz on it and you're saying, well, it might be okay to eat. No, it's not. Chunk it. This stuff is chunkable. This is you cannot. And again, back at the first of the show, we talked about you cannot explain your way out of this, church man. You're on the wrong side and you can't explain your way out of it. And so I think bottom line, what it amounts to is this, is we're getting some really, really clear tools. We mentioned him before. If in any way you are associated with Theodore McCarrick, you're suspect. If in any way, this includes the trio of American cardinals, which are taking us down that path. And that trio is Cardinal Archbishop Kupich, Cardinal Farrell, and Cardinal Tobin. All of whom, Cardinal Tobin especially, pro-homosexual. Homosexuality has no place in the Catholic Church, in the clergy. The place it has in the Catholic Church is in the field hospital where we're trying to minister to souls that have been distanced from grace by the practice. But your point about the bishop who has a homoerotic painting, you tell me why the Holy why the Holy Father didn't say, get it down now. To give you a good example, Tobin was suspended by Pope Benedict XVI. He was suspended from his dicastrate, and then he was immediately returned to position by Francis. You got to pay attention, guys. Cardinal Farrell is the chamberlain. No one's closer to the Pope than the chamberlain. Cardinal Farrell is there. What is his previous two duty stations? 10-year roommate of McCarrick, 20-year confidant of Marcial of the Legion of Christ. Look at that resume and tell me why this guy works anywhere. You got to call a spade a spade.
He should be working at McDonald's.
I don't want him serving me anything. Bottom line is, guys, this is Joe Catholic. This is, you know, you've turned my sons against me by trying to make them effeminate. You've turned my wife against me by telling her she needs to be the head of the spiritual, head of the household. And you're telling her things in confession about and in counsel about how I need to act. We're done, guys. We're done. You've talked about me. You haven't talked to me. Now you're going to have to face me in the public square. I am Joe Catholic. I am the layman who is going to preserve my faith regardless of what you say and regardless of what you do, because the faith is a faith. It's not you, and it's not what you say it is. It's what our Lord Jesus Christ says it is, and it's the sacraments. It's not ecumenicism. It's not outreach. It's not enculturation. All of those things have led us to Pachamama. If we had stomped the head of enculturation and a redefinition of ecumenicism, we wouldn't be here. But we lacked the courage to address it when it was a small little wiggler, a little seductive snake. Now it's a huge dragon, and we must unite forces if we're going to slay this thing.
Well said, Kyle. You know, Kyle, I'm looking at a statement I'm reading here from LifeSite News. Again, this is the lack of clarity. We need moral clarity right now. We don't need ambiguous statements. I'm reading from LifeSite News. It says, Pope Francis blames coronavirus on nature having a fit over environmental damage.
Wow.
Hey,
let me give
Pope
you an
Francis blames coronavirus on nature having a fit over environmental damage. Now, hey. I know this. The tradition of the church, St. Charles Borromeo, Pope Gregory the Great, many others, is that plagues and pestilences are chastisement, a form of chastisement. That's salvation history. But the Holy Father, with all due respect to his office, he's blaming this pandemic, this coronavirus, on the fact that that we're offending the earth by not recycling and so forth.
Well, let me give you a little response there, Holy Father. Try this one on. How about this is the chastisement and wrath of God because you gave away the church in China? Try that one on and wear it around for a few days and see how you like it. It should drive you to your knees. It should drive you to sackcloth and ashes because this thing came out of China where you gave the church away. Let's also talk about the linkage between Italy and China. Let's talk about the great deception, commercial deception. For those of you who don't know it, there are nonstop flights from China to Rome to service a community of over 100,000 Chinese laborers so that the label made in Italy can be placed on clothing and handbags and other things. Follow the money. Just follow the money. Every time, follow the money. So think about that one, Holy Father. I think about what you say a lot. I'm not asking you to think about what I say because I say it. I'm asking you to think about what a lot of people are connecting the dots. There's only two dots. You gave away the church in China. This thing comes out of China. The precursor to that is the Spanish flu. The Spanish flu in the Spanish church divided in response to what was happening with Freemasonry in Spain in 1916, 17, and 18. And the Spanish flu, more devastating than this rabid cold virus, it comes out of Spain. You just can't make this stuff up. So don't talk to me about Holy Mother Earth. Talk to me about God the Father, God the Creator. Talk to me about that stuff because that's my faith. That's your faith. That's the faith that you were raised in and the faith you were baptized into. Have you forgotten who you are? Awake, O sleeper. My prayer constantly is that you see yourself as the Lord sees you.
Amen. Amen. I think every one of us prays for Pope Francis every day. I know I do. I think every faithful Catholic, we pray for the Vicar of Christ every single day, that he would, as the Bible says, confirm his brethren. Confirm the brethren, as it says in Luke chapter 22, confirm us in the faith. For those naysayers, Kyle, that say, God, and you have some modernist bishops that have been saying the same thing, that God doesn't operate in plagues or pestilence. That's medieval exegesis. Really? Let's see what Revelation chapter 22, virtually the last book of the Bible, the last chapter says this. I warn everyone. This is for the naysayers, that God doesn't operate in plagues. God doesn't do that. That's this Old Testament mean God, okay, that Marcion, the heretic Marcion, talked about. Okay, Revelation 22:18. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. Is this microphone on? The Bible says if you start tinkering with God's word and you start, denying what God says and stretching things and using this modernistic exegesis, God says for those people that start tinkering with his word, you're going to experience the plagues that he wrought in that book throughout salvation history. The fact is, I think we got to have almost whole. I see ourselves as a new Arian crisis, Kyle. I mean, at the time of Arian, St. Jerome says very few bishops, 80% of the bishops embrace Arianism, that Jesus Christ was not divine. We live in a semi-Arian time right now where you have wholesale denial of Catholic teaching and Catholic doctrine. But I just want to remind the people there, just remember. Remember what St. Padre Pio says. Pray, hope, and don't worry. Worry's useless. God is merciful, and God will hear our prayer. But we have to intercede, mark my words, relentlessly. Kyle, last words.
You're exactly right, Jesse. We give you some methodology and tools for that on www.liberchristo.org. Right now, we're in the midst of a 14-day prayer prescription invoking the 14 stations of the cross and the 14 holy helpers to call forth the moribund church from her self-imposed tomb and to stop the coronavirus. I urge you, go to www.liberchristo.org and stay tuned to Jesse's show for the upcoming Liber Christo War College. You're going to hear more and more about tactics and strategy and the real battle that we are in. I think now is the time that saints are made. Thanks be to God that he has deigned that we should live now.
Amen. Well, that's a wrap. We're 10-7. We're off duty. Two-man car, Jess and Kyle, trying to put the spotlight of truth upon this culture of death. Remember, Catholics, be holy or die trying. And let's pray America great again. Up next, Gary Machuda, hands-on apologetics. Don't change that dial and participate in the dojo. Hands-on apologetics with Gary Machuda. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio. sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.